On this week's AP Religion Roundup, the world in worship. Jews in Jerusalem celebrate Sukkot at the Western Wall. Peruvian Catholics revive a tradition, and Muslims celebrate the prophet's birthday. Thousands of Jewish worshipers attended the priestly blessing at the Western Wall in Jerusalem on Wednesday. The traditional blessing, attended by tens of thousands of worshipers, is held three times a year, including this year's Sukkot holiday. It's a week-long holiday that celebrates the harvest and God's protection during the Hebrew flight from Egypt. Thousands of Christians from around the world also marched through Jerusalem, singing songs and blowing the traditional Jewish shofar horn to celebrate Sukkot and support Israel. Israel has cultivated close ties in recent years with evangelical Christians, many of whom profess a strong affinity for the Jewish faith and consider modern Israeli history as fulfilling biblical prophecy.
It brings a tear to my eye.
Carl Helberg, a Maori Christian from New Zealand, says the gathering speaks to his identity and his faith.
I come from indigenous Maori people here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and I bring my flavor here and my understanding of who the God of Israel is and who his son is, Yeshua the Messiah.
A few days earlier, Muslims marched through the streets of Jerusalem to celebrate the birth of Islam's prophet, Muhammad. Maulid was celebrated by Muslims around the world, including Sudan, where hundreds of Sufi worshipers wore colorful outfits and performed rituals in celebration. In Peru, the country's most popular Roman Catholic procession, the Lord of Miracles, returned to the streets of Lima for the first time since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. The procession venerates a 17th century rendering of Jesus Christ. The procession culminated with the giant replica painting being carried to a monastery where the original Lord of Miracles mural is located. I'm Walter Ratliff.